Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, we have scoured the entire internet for the best Black Friday deals on iOS devices.
Oh, we've got some. And accessories. And we'll also show you how to extend your Macintosh display with your iPad display.
And I will show you how to do Tai Chi to calm yourself down.
Tai Chi?
With your finger and your iPhone. Mm-hmm.
All that and more on iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your house. Right now, get free expedited FedEx shipping in time for the holidays when you go to ring.com/iOS today. And by Texture, the mobile app that lets you access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. For your free 30-day trial, visit texture.com/iOS. And by Gazelle, the online marketplace for buying and selling used gadgets. Shop from a variety of certified pre-owned electronics or trade one in for cash. Give new life to a used device. Visit gazelle.com today. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
That's iOS Today time. I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney.
And we are going to have some fun today.
Yes, it's Black Friday Monday.
So I was just confessing to you before the show, I have never gone out on a Friday after Thanksgiving. In the U.S., they call that Black Friday. Mm-hmm. It's not the biggest shopping day of the year. In fact, in China, they just had the biggest shopping day of
Singles
the year,
day.
Singles Day.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, technically all over the world, the biggest day.
Yeah.
But for us in the States, it's the chance we have. I think it's kind of after we've all gotten together for turkey and football on Thanksgiving Day. The next day, we go out and we fight each other for the best deals on things we don't want. So that's exciting.
It really is good to knock someone down for something you don't want or need, isn't it? I fully support. There's this big online campaign now, Get Outside on Friday. I think REI and other companies have said, like, we're not going to be open. I fully support that. But, you know, you might also want to know what the deals are if you're not going to go shopping on Friday. Some deals are already available right now. So I thought we would show you some. One, we've been talking a lot about the iPad Pro, which just came out, which makes the other iPads a good deal now.
Those, right.
Even though they're not necessarily comparable devices to the iPad Pro, I think, is very different than the iPad Air 2 and those older iPads. The prices have come down a little bit because of this.
Traditionally, Apple doesn't really give you great deals in the holidays. Maybe a little bit off, or you get an Apple, an iTunes card or something like that. But you do get great deals when new devices come out, and they're still selling the old devices. So what kind of savings are we going to get?
Well, there's some good savings. Forbes got together with Best Black Friday deals, and they have a bunch of new deals. So on the iPad,
don't expect a lot because Apple controls this, right? It's not like Target could say we're slashing the price on the iPad by 50%.
Right.
It's really up to Apple. And what is Apple
doing?
Well,
Best Buy, you can get the iPad Air 2, the 16 gigabyte, for $399, and the 64.
That's how much less than the.
I think that
Apple
it is
price.
Regularly. That is a great question.
It may not be much of a deal at all.
It's $450. I think it's five.
I'll go to the store
now. We'll figure that out.
Let me go
I
to the Apple store
wrong.
And I'll give you
iPad
list
Air 2.
Price. Because I have
now.
To tell you, my experience has always been that Apple is so tight, they control it so tightly that it's very rare you're going to save more than 5 or 10% mm-hmm. on anything. So what is this? An iPad Air 2.
iPad Air 2.
16 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me just, the survey says, I'll press the buy now button. They've changed the store so much now that I it's hard to find something. And is it, I guess, any color? So I'll choose gold because, mm-hmm. you know what? That's for me now, the $499. How much is the deal there at Best Buy?
$450. And $450 at Amazon, $399 at Best Buy.
Now, that's a big saving.
Yes.
That's $100 savings over what Apple is charging.
Yeah. So,
all right. No,
yeah,
you know what?
Bad.
That's kind of, I'm actually shocked.
You're shocked.
I'm shocked.
That's my goal.
That's the
every
iPad
week.
Air 2 for $399. Apple sells it for $499.
You chose the 16 gigabyte, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected. I've never seen deals like this. I've never seen deals like this.
Never.
Says Leo Laporte in the Best Buy ad.
And the Mini is only $400. Go check what the Mini is.
Okay, go.
Regular
price. Okay, this is, and by the way, this is something, this is a discipline that a lot of people don't actually have. They'll just say, I know it's got to be a good deal. People are fighting over it.
Right.
The Mini 4 is my iPad of choice, by the way. That's
the Mini 4.
When I go home at night and I take off the Leo Laporte clothes, I use an iPad Mini 4. I just like the size. I did get the 128 gig, but you're asking for the 16 gig. How much is that?
Yeah, how much?
$399. That's
how much. You can get it for $299 at Staples.
So there are some amazing deals.
Yes, there are.
Wow.
And at Target, if you buy it, you get a $100 gift card. So they're
That's less exciting.
Really?
To me.
Well, I shop a lot at Target,
oh, okay.
So it's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think maybe you're not the primary gift giver in your house.
I am not. You probably gathered that.
You're busy buying things for all
for
of us all year and for you sometimes.
Yeah.
So this is
I understand why people are excited about Black Friday, because if you have a lot of people to give, you could save a lot of money by getting up early, getting in line.
Right.
Now, can you do these deals online, or do I have to go
Staples? These are online deals.
Online deals.
Yes.
See, that blows my theory, because I was thinking, oh, they're losing money on this to get you into the store where they're hoping you'll make it up in volume.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. This is online.
Well, the Amazon deals are online.
Obviously.
It looks like.
Best Buy, do you have to go to Best Buy?
No, shop all day at BestBuy.com.
I don't know how this is happening. This Apple must be planning a... Well, don't buy it on the Apple site, I guess, is the rule. Are these, like, used? Are these open box?
No, these are brand new. I mean, we talked about the open box Apple Watch at Best Buy. Those are a little bit cheaper, but still, Best Buy, you can save $100.
And I don't mind an open box, although as a gift, when you get a box, it's kind of somebody else opened.
Yeah.
It's a little depressing.
Yeah. So I wanted to show you an app.
So you know what the trick is on that? By the way,
what is
you take the Apple Watch out of the Apple box, you put it in a box for socks or something or underwear, right? And you say, look, I gave you underwear. And your kids go, oh, God, I really wanted an Apple Watch. They open it up. And they're so excited that it wasn't socks, they will not notice that the original packaging is long gone.
Right.
That's the trick.
That is tricky.
Okay.
You do know how to give gifts.
I've heard this been used.
So now if you're trying to decide what to buy, you could listen to us, or alternatively, there's a
Don't
new app.
To us.
But IBM has a new app using Watson, their big
giant artificial. This cracks me up.
It's IBM Watson Trend. So it uses all the information it has to find the trends on the different devices.
Don't you think that poor Watson, here Watson won Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
It was making recipes for the best chefs in the world. Don't you feel like Watson feels a little depressed now that all it's doing is doing price comparisons?
Well, it's not exactly, it's trends. It's taking
trends.
When are you going to buy it, why you should buy it.
Don't feel bad, Watson. You're going to be calculating trends.
It's using the cognitive power. It's making people relax. It's taking the stress out, thinking the holiday stress.
By the way, I don't really think there's one Watson like in a corner somewhere,
really?
Like a machine that has a big label. This is I am Watson.
Like drank champagne after.
Somehow I feel like I know IBM implies that they have Watson interviewing famous people and stuff, or vice versa. I think Watson's probably like a lot of different
like
things.
Like Siri. Like there's no one Siri.
Now notice Watson is talking about Samsung TVs. This is a very good time from now through the end of the month to buy a Samsung TV. We were talking about this with Scott Wilkinson, and I'm not sure what the deal is, but Samsung is cutting most of its TVs in half on their website. So if you've wanted to get, and these are their current models, these aren't old models. My thinking is, of course, new models will be announced anyway in January at CES, and maybe Samsung's going to be pushing those out soon. But right now you can get their kind of top-of-the-line SUHD TVs for half the list price. Mm. So if you've been hankering for a big-screen TV, now would be a good time.
Also, the conversation is driven by three times more males than females, FYI.
I was driving that conversation.
So Watson tells me, and probably Watson watches this show, and that's how he gets that information.
Yep.
Another good site is... Wait, but you have an app. You have a couple apps for...
Well, you don't have to use just sites. Here's why I would get an app. You're right. Before you go out, do your research, do your planning, strategize, make a map, whatever it is that you need to do. But sometimes you're out and about, or you're in a line, and you're at the... you've got your iPhone, and you're going, I wonder what the deals are. So there are two apps I've used every year These are actually, this is the one I use every year, which is BF Ads. They've been around for a long time. And what they do is they will, and I suspect that retailers are now kind of cooperating with this, but they will put up scans of the ads that are going to appear in the paper that day so that you can see. This starts Friday, 11/27 at Micro Center. So if you're looking for a computer, but so that's the one I've used, but I'm really liking this one. It's called Black Friday, and look at all of the ad circulars they have in here. I mean, it's amazing. So if you can go to a website, but this will see, these are the Samsung deals we were talking about. And this is ad supported. It's a free ad, as is BF, a free app, as is BFS. But you know, you're looking for those doorbusters at Zales. You know, girls really love it when they know you've saved on that engagement ring.
Women do too.
Yeah. Well, women or girls will both enjoy that. The gals.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm just, the chicks.
Thank you for correcting me. The women. So this is goodies, everybody. I mean, here's Black Friday doorbusters at Lenovo if you're looking for a laptop. So, yeah, Sears. And these are usually, these are the print circulars. This is Sears Canada. But sometimes it's other stuff, too. And now, this isn't, the negative on this is, it's not like searchable. It's more like you have to go through, like you're going through a newspaper for looking for stuff. But I think if you're really into Black Friday, isn't that part of the fun?
And then you don't have to have all that paper crinkling, newsprint on your fingers.
So, and this one will, you can sign up for a mailing list that will let you know that this is from BlackFriday.com, that when they've got new deals coming up. Because, you know, these deals leak out over a period of time all week long. We're doing this on Monday. Mm-hmm. There'll be new ads, of course. But here's Walmart. Everybody wants to go to Walmart and get the deals. That's the big retailers like Target and Walmart that get the most action on Black Friday.
The most people knocking over other people.
What are you looking for? Look at this, $59 for the Fitbit Flex. That's almost half price.
What about the Beats wireless headphones? Are you a fan of those? Because those are $50 off at Target.
Oh, interesting. I have the Beats Studio, which is the state-of-the-art Beats headphone. Those are off by a considerable amount, $169 a pair. I think an Xbox would be a great choice. Here's the Xbox One Gears of War bundle. That's with a 500-gigabyte hard drive. Nice big hard drive. $299. That you're saving $50, and you get a $30 gift card with that. So I think technology is probably one of the categories that you can do pretty well on a Black Friday. People tend to want to buy TVs and electronics, but of course I'm sure other products as well. And here's the Sportsman's Warehouse. You want a pair of long johns? Because I can get them for you cheap.
Yes, please.
At the Sportsman's Warehouse.
And what are your thoughts on the iPod Touch these days?
The iPod Touch, of course, a lot of people get them for kids because they want to give them apps. Kids really want apps, and they want to have an iPhone, but maybe you don't want to pay a phone bill. So the Touch is really an iPhone without the phone capability. My only negative on them is they're pricey. So if you could find a good deal on an iPod Touch, it might be a good solution. Apple's priced them so high that they're not much less than an iPhone at this point.
Yeah. So the they're on sale a little bit. 16 gigabyte for $160.
Well, that's a good deal.
For $199. Okay. 64 for $240.
Okay. That is
significant. So it really depends on what you're doing. Now there's not so much with their moving away from the plans, like the two-year contracts. So you're ending up paying, a lot for a regular phone. I don't know. I think, I have two 10-year-olds, so I think that
you want them to have phones because you want to reach them, right?
Well, I mean, you could text.
It's a convenience for the parents.
You can text. The iPod. I think it's a good starter, especially at that price.
So Huck and Milo going to get?
I pushed for it, but I have a bit of a Luddite husband who says no screens for them yet, and they
have. It's so funny because your husband is technically literate. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
But he says,
why do we have to?
They're too young to have a screen.
They're still too young. They don't need it. They can,
they can get addicted next year.
Right. They already are addicted to the iPads. They don't need these. So,
I think this is one of the ironies of all this. People kind of frown on the fact that kids, even in third grade and fourth grade, are getting smartphones. But a phone is a huge convenience for the parents. Now you know where your kids are. You can demand that they call you.
Right.
But you make a good point. Texting would be as good. So if you have an iPod Touch and you're staying in touch via texting, I think it's a huge benefit for parents.
Right. I mean, the negatives.
Plus, if you don't give them something, you'll have nothing to take away when you punish them.
That is so true. Yeah. That is really true. But yeah, I mean, the responsibility factor too. I was thinking maybe I would give them like a little box. You know how they teach high school kids, like they carry an egg around to see if you're ready to have a baby?
So you're going to
give them a little box. But I said this to Carsten, you know, our producer, and he said that's not practical because they're not going to take it out. It's like when kids take out the phone, or when we take out the phone and we put it down, and so you can't really do that. So if anybody has any tips for like seeing if your children are prepared to get a phone, a you know, $150 device or a $240 device or whatever it is, you should send them to Megan.
You know, my son Henry, he's 21. He's home for Thanksgiving. I'm going to give him an egg and say, Henry, if you can keep this egg from cracking all week long, I'll give you a new iPhone.
He has your six,
he's
your
broken
iPhone 6,
so
right?
Many iPhones.
The iPhone 6, the one that you just gave
he
him?
He has the old iPhone 6, yeah.
And that's been several months that he's had that. I applaud that.
So I went out and saw him, you know, because when I sent it out with a Roku case. It was, you know, with a bulletproof case. And I noticed the case was gone when I went out and saw him. I thought, it's not a good sign. That's just the beginning, you know. They take the case off, and then the next step, drop it off the roof.
Kids these days.
Kids. On the other hand, Abby, who has also broken a few phones, lost a few phones. I got the, what's the tough case? The OtterBox case. It even has a cover on it.
Right.
And she thanked me just the other day. She said, you know what? Thank you for getting me this case. She's had this phone for a year. It hasn't broken. It's been really a good idea.
Yeah.
So I do think a good case is, I just say to the kids, you cannot take that case off. You may not take that case
right,
off.
Right, I know. That's what you should tell me. Are you a fan of the quad lock? Are you the one that told me about the quad
I don't know
lock
about the
case?
Quad lock. I use, as I said, the Rock Form, which has
the same,
its own little widget on the back.
Right. This is the quad lock, and it has the mounting case.
Yeah, same so idea. They stole that from Rock Form.
How do you know Rock Form didn't steal it from quad lock?
Because the Rock Form's been around for years. I've been using Rock Form for years.
Well,
but
this
maybe,
is the one that
I like this
have,
idea.
And it hooks to the one with the mount for my car, the mount for my bike, the mount for my armband.
Yep.
Does the Rock Form have
yep,
that?
Yep, all of those. The other thing the Rock Form does have, which I like, is a magnet as well, a really tough magnet, so you can also put it on your refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, I like this as a gift because...
No, a good case is a great gift.
Well, also the system, whether it's the quad lock or the Rock Form, you can buy, you know, you sometimes it's like getting a train set for someone. You know, you buy piece by piece. Like you get this, and then you can get the bike mount, and then you can get the armband, and then the belt, and then, you know,
that's
it's like you don't
idea.
Have to think again about that person. One gift and you're done. Just...
Yeah,
the whole train set.
So that's called quad lock.
Quad lock.
And it's very similar. I don't think it'll fit the Rock Form. I bet you it won't. I should try
maybe,
it.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the Rock Form, R-O-K-F-O-R-M. That's another good system. And they have, they have all of that, the different kinds of things.
The other thing I was going to talk about, which I seem to have lost, I would have it in my hand, except the Mattel Viewmaster. That's
you know why you lost it? Because we keep taking it from you. That is so cool.
Yeah, it is excellent. And I'll show it off next week. But it's VR for kids. It's just beginner's VR.
So you remember the Viewmaster. Everybody had these as kids. You probably even had them as a kid, right? It's the stereo viewer. You put it on your eyes, and it has that button. You go, chick, and the discs with pictures. And it goes to the next picture, the Grand Canyon. Oh, look, there's a Mount Rushmore. Well, this looks exactly the same, but, and this is important to know, it's only $30, right? It's not very expensive.
Yeah, $39.
But you have to have a smartphone, right?
Right.
So it doesn't do anything all by itself. It's a holder in which you insert your smartphone. So before you give this to somebody, make sure that they have a smartphone. But then, I mean, this is what it is. It's augmented reality. So you're looking at stuff in the real world, and information will pop up. It is the coolest thing ever. I really like this. And I think your kids would probably be the right age for that.
Yeah, it's maybe even a little bit younger than 10. But, yeah, it's $30, and it is now 10% off at Target also for Black Friday.
$30, 10% off.
Yes.
Nice.
Online,
so it's $24.99 now. Wow. But just remember, it doesn't do anything by itself. You need to have a smartphone. And then, by the way, you continue to buy software. It doesn't.
There's expansion
it has a
packs.
Few. Yeah, it has a few features. But really, to use it, you need to buy the expansion.
Yeah, it's very sciencey. But it is better than it's more durable than Google Cardboard.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love it. And I think my first VR helmet. It's a good category.
Yes, and it's not a helmet. It doesn't have the strap.
No helmet.
None of those
involved.
Have a strap because they don't want parents to think that the kids are going to just keep it on forever.
And it's also a Viewmaster. I mean, there's a bit of nostalgia there. Yeah. Look at that. There's an attractive young couple.
So that's all I've got for
Black Friday.
Did you have another app that you...
I was searching for Black Friday apps, and then I found this. Black Friday Deals on Wheels. And I don't know what this is. There's an ad. I don't Can I get out of? Oh, you know, I hate it when they hide the X. Mm. It's a game.
Oh, so you don't have to actually hurt yourself or spend any money.
You can you can, and I've even earned a gift. So that's nice. That's probably an ad. Yeah, it was. Okay, so don't get this because it just popped me out of it. But I just thought that was kind of funny. It's a Black Friday racing game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's delete that right now.
Well, when you're at home on Friday relaxing and not shopping. You will be able to answer your doorbell. But what do you do when you're not home, Leo?
Well, even when I'm home, actually, I really love the Ring video doorbell because for a long time, you know, we've always had a doorbell and a chime, ding dong, in the house. Mm-hmm. But I would never hear it. And I'd be in the back and I'd not hear it. And people would come to the door and say, I was ringing and ringing and pounding and pounding. So I got the Ring video doorbell, not just for when I'm away from home, but because then I can always hear the doorbell, because not only does the Ring ring my chimes, it rings my phone, it rings my laptop, it rings Lisa's phone, it rings Lisa's iPad. Everything in the house comes alive when somebody rings our doorbell, so I never miss a visit. Also, if the delivery guy comes, I don't want to, now this time of year, you don't want to miss packages, right? So the Ring video doorbell is great for that. Let me show you the Ring here. This is very easy to install. In fact, the kit, which is nice, comes with everything you need, including this is the screwdriver, the drill bit if you need to drill holes. You probably won't, by the way, and I'll explain that in a second. This is the screwdriver bit that goes in the handle, and it has Phillips on one end and their proprietary adapter on the other end, because when you mount this, you use a proprietary adapter so somebody can't just come along and take your doorbell. There's also a level in here and a USB charger. Let me explain why. I'll open it up here and you can take out the Ring video doorbell. So the way the Ring video doorbell works, you're going to mount this. If you have an existing wired doorbell, you'll just take your old one off, two screws, two wires will be coming out of your door jamb. They'll trim through here and connect to these terminals, and you mount this flat. You want to make it sure to use the level so it's flat. And then you attach the doorbell to that. But if you don't have a wired doorbell, this also has a lithium-ion battery in it, good for a year. And you could charge it via USB. So every year you use a special bit to remove this, charge it up, put it back on. Now, why does it take all that power? Oh, because it's so cool. It connects to your Wi-Fi. This is a wide-angle camera. It's got a speaker and a microphone in it. So when somebody comes to your door with a Ring video doorbell, you'll see them. You can talk to them. They can talk to you. When the UPS or FedEx guy comes to my door, I just say, yeah, leave the package there. I'm in the back. Even if I'm at work, I don't miss anything. And if a bad guy comes to the door and rings the doorbell, he runs away fast. When I say, yeah, what is it? I say it in a grumpy voice. Yeah, what is it? And he goes away. This is a great time to get your Ring video doorbell, not only because you're going to be getting a lot of packages delivered for the holidays, but the bad guys know that, and they come around and steal packages from people's porches. You know, Lisa's brother-in-law, Debbie, and her sister and her brother-in-law, they had a package stolen from their porch. So I hope she's not listening. I'm going to give her the Ring video doorbell so they can see who's at the porch. They won't. Not only will they no longer miss deliveries, but they'll have crystal clear video of anybody who comes along to take the packages. People in L.A., guy got arrested because he was doing that, and they had video of him on the Ring video doorbell. It's so cool. Time magazine named it one of their top gadgets of 2014. And you can go to ring.com/iOS today right now and get free expedited FedEx shipping. It is not only great for you, it is a great gift for your parents, for your family, for your kids. It is a fabulous doorbell, easy to install, and at $199, it's a great price. The Ring video doorbell plus free expedited shipping when you go to Ring, ring.com/iOS today.
All right, so as you can see, I have my iPad Pro here and my MacBook. Last week, we briefly talked about how you could use
Duet.
Use your iPad as a second screen, Duet display by Rahul Dewan. That's the app developer. Well,
and now that the iPad Pro is out with a 12.9-inch screen, that would be really great.
So it's $15.99. You have to download the app on your iPad and on your MacBook.
It was a little tricky installing it.
And here it is.
We had to reboot a couple of times.
Yeah, so this is...
So you've got a lightning cable connecting your laptop, and this would work with a desktop too, to the iPad. And mm-hmm. the data is going to go through that lightning cable.
Right, and it works.
Do you have to run it on your desktop as well?
I do have to run it on my desktop, which I think I am.
Okay.
Pretty sure I am.
So you have a little bit that you run on both the iPad and the desktop.
Right, and it's the little
15
icon
bucks
there.
For the iPad version, but the desktop version is free.
Yeah. Yes. And, yeah, it's not
and
working.
And it's not working again. But Anthony came over and was messing with it, and I think rebooting helped and things like that. When it works, and, you know, people like Renee Ritchie say they love this. It works great.
Yeah, and you used it, didn't you?
I was using it for a while, too.
Let's try it again.
Let's relaunch. So we restarted it. Once it's connected, leave it connected. Never, ever disconnect it.
Well, that was what I was using the iPad. I was, you know, and then it didn't like it.
By the way, this works on Windows as well as a Macintosh. Mm-hmm. And what it'll do is you can mirror, of course, which you don't want to do. You want to extend the display so it gives you a little extra space. I, for instance, keep my Twitter. You might want to keep. There you go. Oh, that's the video. That's their video.
There you go.
It worked great.
That's fake.
Yeah. That was. There you go.
There you go. And I've got my blue cup of coffee there.
So you might put your Twitter feed in there. If you're a video editor, like Anthony is, you might want to have the controls there while you're doing your editing. When it works great. But, you know, I think pairing it is always seems to be a little bit of a tricksy situation.
Yeah.
So there are other choices. And I guess there you go. We said there were problems with it.
I did have it working a minute ago.
Very frustrating. I wonder if we've made some critical error.
That's a good question.
There's another one called AstroPad Graphics that Slow-Mo in the chat room says.
That's good for using.
It's a great app for iPad Pro and Mac. AstroPad Graphics tablet.
Okay. I think I remember Serenity talking about that one, too, because it turns your iPad
into more for drawing.
Wacom tablet.
Oh.
Well.
So that's kind of cool. That's 20 bucks. So you would draw on your iPad, and it would go up on your screen there. So I don't know why you'd need that.
There we go.
You got it working.
I think I got it working.
You did.
I got it working. So now.
So you will launch the display control panel on the Mac or something comparable on Windows. Mm-hmm. And look, she's got two displays. Mm-hmm. You've got two different browsers running. It's kind of cool to have your iPad running Macintosh OS. Here's the menu and everything.
Yeah.
And does touch work? Yeah.
Yes, touch works.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Finally, a touch Mac. That's what I've always wanted.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Duet Display doesn't work seamlessly every time, but
this is the part that doesn't work is the getting it to work the first, you know, the pairing.
Yes.
But once it's working, I found it to be pretty reliable.
Right, it was working, and then what happened was I was using other apps.
Right.
And then going back to it.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't the same quite as the AstroPad. That's more for, like, drawing.
Yeah, so there it worked again.
Yeah.
And I've got my dock down here. Could play a little Minecraft, a little Kerbal Space.
Neat.
You can play programs on your iPad.
I just want to see the Mac desktop on the.
You want to see the Mac desktop
on the iPad? I just think that's cool. Like,
this.
Look at that.
You want me to quit this?
There's El Capitan. El Capitan is on the desktop. Isn't that amazing? I love it that this works. That's really cool. That you can actually use your touch. Now, of course, because the Macintosh isn't aware of touch, that's the iPad controls. I can't get the dock up there, but you can do the menu, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
I was getting the dock up there before.
And then if you've got shortcut keys, like will those work too? I guess they would.
I guess. Well, I don't know if they'll use.
It's interesting. If you've been wondering why Apple doesn't do. There you go. Look at that. Yeah. If you've been wondering why Apple doesn't do a touch Macintosh OS, well, you could try it out for yourself. Duet, $15.
Duet Display, $15.99.
$16. Only seems to be $15.
Mm-hmm. I got some more stuff to tell you about.
Good.
And I'm going to tell you about it.
As soon as you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've now messed up your entire script.
I think shortcut keys is what I wanted to talk about next.
Okay.
There are a lot of them.
On the iPad?
Yes. Because I'm working on using this as my sole computer.
So we should explain that when we bought the iPad Pro, we also bought Logitech's Create keyboard, which is really designed for the iPad Pro. And actually, when we went to the Apple store, they didn't have the Apple keyboard. Apple keyboard's $20 more. I think this would be my choice, unless you wanted something really slim and light. The Apple keyboard is lighter and slimmer, but it's not as good a keyboard. It's kind of chiclet keys instead of real keys. This is very much like the MacBook keyboard. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have any dedicated iOS keys,
right.
which is crazy. That's the Apple keyboard. The Logitech keyboard does.
Yeah.
In fact, this is the only keyboard right now I know of that has iOS keys like home and search.
Right,
the search
key is
my favorite key.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this last week. You just hit the search and it brings up the search.
Love that.
You can search the home key. We talked about that. I don't know if you can see
this. So there's more than that, though?
The home key. Well, just the general shortcut, general keyboard shortcuts.
Okay.
9to5 Mac has some great ones, like the command tab, which gets you all through all of your different windows.
And that works. That's kind of like on the Mac, but that works on iOS.
Yes.
Wow.
So
wait a minute, I got to try that.
Yeah.
Because we never could do that before. I guess if you paired there it does work. If you paired a third-party keyboard via Bluetooth to your iPad, you could do this as well.
There's keyboard shortcuts in your calendar. You can do Command N for a new event. You can refresh your calendars. You can go to a day view. Do you use the Apple calendar?
Yeah. That's cool. Let me try that. Okay. So I do, tell me again what the shortcuts are.
Command N creates a new event.
Nice. Okay.
Command F if you want to search.
Command F to just go, that's nice. Okay.
Command 4 to go to year view.
Command 4?
Goes to year view. Which?
Oh, nice. Yeah. How do I get out of that?
The search.
What go away. Cancel? What's cancel?
Right there.
Oh.
I love it when I know something. It happens.
There's
once
a cancel?
A year.
Command F is find, cancel. And what is year?
Command
4.
But you already
what's
on
command
there.
3? Oh, command 3 is month. What's command 2? Oh, command 2 is week. I bet you command 1
let's find out.
Is day. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the different views. 5 does nothing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mail has a bunch of shortcuts.
Mail. Oh, yeah.
Maps has a bunch of shortcuts. Notes, reminders. They're just all
how
over
do
the
you
place.
Know what those are?
Well, don't
where's
you, if
that
you just
documented?
Hit, well, in some apps, if you just hit the command key, they'll come up.
Oh, well, let me launch... I got it. It's probably Apple only, right? Apple only apps. I don't use Apple Mail. I use Google
but
Inbox.
Weirdly, I use
that
Outlook,
doesn't do anything.
And that is not an Apple. I'll open
and
that, it up. But.
That does it. Well, I would figure Microsoft. Let's try Reminders. Let's see. So if I'm in Reminders and I hit the Command key, nothing happens.
You can also you can show my screen. I have no private emails up. But yeah, the Command key. Oh wait, that doesn't work for me.
Huh?
It didn't.
Huh. Huh. So it's not for every... And that's kind of one of the things...
What about Apple
that's
News?
It's really frustrating about
I know,
iOS.
I know, you have to...
Is that... You just got to try stuff. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. But we do have a link to 9to5 Mac's guide to
good.
Shortcuts.
They have a whole bunch of them there.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I need a cheat sheet.
Speaking...
By the way, notice that up above, they were using the Apple keyboard, the Bluetooth keyboard, to do that.
Right.
So it's not just Logitech.
No,
it's whatever
keyboard
you got attached on.
Yeah. The Logitech has them built
Command
in.
Command-Shift-H. Okay, so we have a key, but you could also use Command-Shift-H mm-hmm. to do that.
And the Command-Tab is what I use the most.
Key.
I really love that.
Yeah, that's very
you
useful.
To,
instead of
I was doing like the home button.
That's awesome.
And then, so The Verge had an excellent article about why developers are not making apps for the iPad Pro. Did you take a look at that?
Yes, I did.
What are your
it was
thoughts?
Lauren Good's article, and I thought a very good article. And she's actually raising a point that we've raised before on MacBreak Weekly, which is if the iPad is going to succeed, I think, I think I'm not alone in this, it needs pro apps to go with the iPad Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You need apps that will take advantage of the extra screen size that pros will want to use. The problem is, and she quotes some developers from a program called Sketch, the people who make pro apps for the Macintosh take a look at the app store on the iPad Pro and they say, you know, we're never going to be able to make enough money. The Sketch guys said, you know, if we could offer a free demo, then we wouldn't mind charging $99. And that's what we need to charge for our program because it's a narrow market. Mm-hmm. It's a 3D design program. So we don't feel like we could charge $99 and sell very many on the iOS app store. without a demo, and there's no demo. There's also the issue of, what about the next version? The way it works for Apple, we only have two choices. We either upgrade for free, as most apps do, or we just say, oh, it's a different app, it's a new app, and you have to buy it all over again. There's no way to inexpensively upgrade existing owners in the iOS App Store. Mm-hmm. All of these things are things we expect on Macintosh, on desktop computers, that the iOS App Store doesn't support. And I think, Lauren, it makes actually a really good point. I think Apple needs to pay attention to this because they need pro apps. They need apps like Sketch. They need music recording apps, things that are going to cost more than $5 and are going to need demo modes and are going to need upgrades and things like that. So I think she makes an excellent point. And I don't know how Apple's going to respond to this. But I'm in complete agreement with her. This is something the App Store needs, and a lot of third-party developers agree too.
Right, because it's like the Duet display. That was $16, you know. Right. So, and it works sometimes. It doesn't work. There's no, you know,
How can you try
it? I mean, yeah. I'm sure that if I said this doesn't work, I want to return it, they would say fine. But that's not an easy way to.
You're also then at the mercy of Apple, too, because mm-hmm. the return comes from Apple. And I feel like this is something... Apple should probably respond to. I want the iPad Pro to succeed. I have decided it's probably not for me because I'm not an artist. I can't draw.
But you haven't even used the pencil. Now, I was reading a lot about...
I don't think the pencil's going to make me an artist. Do you think it is?
I think that people used pencils before and not to make art.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying that, like, oh, well, I can't be an artist. But, you know, just for drawing, just for doodling,
That's a lot of money to pay for doodling. That's $1,000 plus, $1,050 for this.
Well, pencil I'm saying it's not that this $100 pencil and this $1,000 device are going to change, but I just think we're moving in that direction.
Well, we get our pencils in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, December 5th, right? I'm counting
7th.
Down.
7th
December
through 10th.
7th through 10th,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's because we ordered it. I ordered it day of. I was able to run into the store the next day and get that, so we had it for our show that day. But unfortunately... I also ordered the pencils at that time. If we had just not bought the pencils, we would have probably been able to go to the Apple Store by now and picked it up. Yeah. I guess I could cancel, but I don't want to cancel because I'm afraid. Anyway, so.
And you don't feel as desperate. But I'm just saying that a good working stylus, I'll call it that, even though it's called a pencil, that could change the way that we use computers.
It's not going to make me an artist.
No, it's not going to make you an artist, but it could change the way we use computers in the future.
I have a stylus on my Surface Book. I mean, I love it. I like touch, even on a laptop. I love touch, but it hasn't changed. I don't know. I don't think it's going to change my attitude about the iPad Pro. Let's put it that way.
Well, are you talking to Serenity on Mac Break Weekly tomorrow?
I think so.
Because she's been using it, and I think that...
She draws all the time. Serenity and Renee love their iPad Pros.
Right.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not for you. I'm saying it's not for me.
Right.
You love it.
Yeah, I do love it.
I'm just saying it's not for me. I like my iPad Mini. I'm going to stick with my iPad Mini 4. I think that's a great product. It's easier to hold. The things I do with the iPad, small is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't need... And this thing is massive. And so when I want something this big, I'm going to pick up my MacBook. It's actually smaller, lighter, and more functional for me. I wish it had touch. Apple's never... They say we're never going to put touch on Macintosh. That's fine. I could, if it's a choice between massive and ungainly versus elegant with touch versus elegant without touch, I think choose elegant. And this, to me, feels too massive. It's just, even drawing, putting this in your lap and drawing, you don't find that too big?
No.
It feels like you should put it on a table.
But we did, I should ask you this question because I did get a question from a viewer looking for a kind of baby sling type thing that.
An iPad Bjorn.
Yes,
of course.
An iPad Bjorn so that you could hold the iPad Pro in your. He wants to hold the iPad Pro in his arm, sling something around.
That's like my point exactly.
Maybe an infinity scarf would work.
That's my point exactly.
And then so it's just not so heavy, so he can sit in a chair.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Needles responded to my tweet. He said there's those handles that you can put on the back of
You had one of those, yeah.
Loop
thing.
Yes, but yeah, a big loop. So it's, but I don't even, that would hurt your wrist, I think. I don't think you could hold that. So I want a baby Bjorn for my iPad Pro, so I can cradle it like a baby.
That's what I mean. It's too big. Too heavy.
What about the display? Because Scruffy, who watches the show, has been saying he returned his. He said the display is not as good as... and so Tech Times...
Scruffy, it's not Tech Times, it's Display Mate. So Scruffy has some reinforcements on this. They're quoting Display Mate.
Display Mate.
So let's give credit to Display Mate because they're the ones who do the work and then people Tech Times just repeat it. Display Mate, which tests displays all the time and does a... I think, they're... you know, they're the company. They make software to do this, and while others could and conceivably do this, they've been the ones who all along have been testing displays. They say the iPad Pro display isn't that great. It's not terrible, but it's certainly not the best iPad display even, mm-hmm. right?
Right, that's what they're saying, yeah.
Which kind of disappoints and surprises me. But again, the goal with the iPad Pro was not necessarily to give you the best possible display. It was to give you the best possible touch. And it may be indeed that in order to get displays where the glass and the digitizer are, you know, right against each mm-hmm. other, that's one of the great, you know, kind of hard to discern features of this, that they couldn't have as good a display. Or maybe the price. Maybe, you know, they thought, God, we already are $950.
Right.
We can't charge $1,500 for this in order to get the display out there. It's a good display.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with Snuffy. Is that his name?
Scruffy.
I don't agree with Scruffy.
I don't know if that's his given name, but that's how...
Bad display. I mean, I don't feel like I'm looking at this and I say, oh, gosh, that looks horrible. I think it's a perfectly good display. I use it. In fact, and maybe this is an issue. I use it with my Lightroom to look at my pictures. And I feel like I can do, we were doing this the other day, I can do picture adjustments and so forth on it. But I guess if you're a pro photographer if you're a pro, you want the best possible display before you start to mess with this stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good point. Maybe that's not going to be good enough for you. I don't know. I like it. Should I go warmer or cooler?
I like it for Netflix. Been watching some Netflix
on Movies there. Look good, right?
Yeah, they sound good. They look good. Yeah, so... But Scruffy returned his.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
You know what else it's good for?
What?
Magazines.
What's it good for?
It's good for magazines.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, man, I love this. This is called Texture.
Our sponsor.
And you notice I've been really much better on the gossip lately?
Yes, you have been much, except for when you were referring to a couple that I don't know that are like a country music singer and Gwen Stefani. No, not country.
You need to get Texture, my friend. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. You're
okay.
Not up on the latest gossip.
No, I'm not.
So Texture is great because, I'll be frank, I don't want to, I want to read probably in 20 different magazines. There's always one article every month that I want to read, but I don't want to buy the whole magazine for that article or worse, subscribe a whole year for that article. Texture gives you, it's kind of like Netflix for magazines. It gives you access to all the magazines you want. There's no clutter, there's no muss because it's all on your iPad or your iPhone. You can read the articles you want. And boy, Sports Illustrated and Time Magazine and Esquire and Vanity Fair and everything you want. Bon Appetit.
Entertainment Weekly.
Well,
Star Wars episode.
So kind of what I'm saying here is while I will say I'm reading Bloomberg or Wired or Popular Electronics, every once in a while I might just delve into the Entertainment mm-hmm. Weekly just to make sure I keep my hand in on
right.
that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Texture.com/iOS. You'll get a 30-day trial so you won't have to make this up. You know, you don't have to imagine. And see if you like it. I think you will. Once you sign up, download Texture's mobile app and get started building your library. And you do have, once you subscribe, a choice between the basic and the premium plan. $10 a month for basic, $15 for premium. It's very, very affordable. It's much less expensive than buying your magazines on the newsstand or subscribing National Geographic's and everything. It means you never have to worry about something great to read. On your next plane flight, yes, you can download them ahead of time. In fact, it downloads automatically for you, so you'll always have all your magazines right there, ready and waiting for you. At texture.com/iOS.
So we talked a lot about the iPad Pro. I'd like to still talk about it. We've given some of the negatives. Simon sent me an email. He says he's a mature university student from the UK. He makes the case for the iPad Pro. He says many of my lectures are available as either PowerPoint slides or PDF notes. I import many of these into Microsoft OneNote. Doing research for my dissertation or assignments usually involves reading many research papers, which again are usually in PDF format. I need to highlight passages and make notes as I read them, which I do using Mendeley. That's a version of which is available for the iPad Pro. And the larger screen of the iPad Pro is superb for reading all my notes and referenced articles, and the Apple Pencil makes highlighting and taking notes a joy.
I can see that. I think for a student, I can see that. It's only for a student that can afford to have this and a laptop, I would guess.
A mature university student. Well, he did say he also has a laptop that he
uses. Yeah, and that's kind of part of this is Apple seems to be pushing the iPad Pro as a replacement for your laptop. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
But if you can, if you've got the resources to have this and a laptop, yeah, why not? You know, you could do the same things he's talking about on a smaller iPad. Although, I guess the you know what? I'm going to reserve judgment till I get the pencil. You're right. It may change my opinion. It might be fun just to touch it and to do stuff like that.
Jamie wrote in. He said, I wanted to let you know about a fantastic new game that has finally been released. It's the third installment of the Room series by Fireproof Games.
Oh, I think we talked about that, didn't we?
We did. I don't know if we talked about Room 3. This is Room 3.
It just came
We've
out.
Talked about the. We might have talked about it on other shows. In this game, you're in a room filled with ornate boxes covered in things you can flick open, latches, and so on to solve puzzles and ultimately escape the room. The level of interactivity makes for some awesome gameplay, and the rich graphics are great as well. I highly recommend you play the first two, but the third just came out. It's $4.99 in the App Store. You will not be disappointed.
The Room 1, I think, was my app cap many moons ago.
I think so, yes.
And, yeah, when Room 3 came out, of course, I immediately jumped on it. So did Lisa. In fact, I got her playing the Room 1 so that she could work her way up. Might as well. Why start with 3 mm-hmm. when you can start with 1?
Exactly.
Actually, I have 1 and 2, and then the 3 is $4.99. So, yeah, great, great games.
So, yeah, I am interested in playing.
If you like, if you don't mind being frustrated, mm-hmm. if you like puzzles,
there it goes.
They can be a little frustrating. You know, it's kind of like Myst. Did you play Myst? Where you're in this room and you don't know exactly what to do. There's no instructions. It can be a little, you know, just you have to like that style. Show them a little bit, because maybe that would help.
Double tap the journal.
Yeah. Doot. So, see, it's kind of like Myst, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same handwriting.
Yeah. So your idea is you collect clues.
Those aren't my
And
favorites.
Then you'll be able to do stuff. But this is the frustrating part. Like, what you Pinch. Don't know exactly. Yeah, you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Oh.
So you're in the tutorial, so they they have
they
a little bit
out.
Of instructions there. I don't think they had a tutorial for the Room 1.
Mm. So the Room 3, $4.99. Thank you, Jamie. Double tap the box. Tap the key to
See? Oh, yep. Put that in your inventory. You might be using that later. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now rotate it around.
Oh, I should get the eyepiece from my suitcase.
Yeah.
Where's my suitcase?
Yeah, the eyepiece is helpful because it gives you clues. You can look at something through the eyepiece.
That's my trunk. Is that not my suitcase?
Yeah. It's about this point where I throw the iPad through the window and say, I'm never playing this game
Oh,
again.
I got to unlock it, of course. You could just give this to a baby and teach them about the world.
Yeah.
I like this kind of game sometimes, yes. I do. Yeah. It's fun on the iPad Pro.
Yeah.
We got another email from Michael from San Francisco. He says, I keep hearing Leo recommend Ethernet for the new Apple TV and wanted to make a few clarifications.
No, I did not recommend it.
I think this was maybe a month or so ago.
I did not recommend it. I used it because I thought foolishly
thought
that would be faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told by many people, because I was getting some buffering.
Yeah.
And I've been told by many people, it turns out if you have a fast Wi-Fi connection, 802.11ac preferably, you should use it. You should not use Ethernet because the Ethernet is 10 megabits, which will probably be slower. Again, your mileage is going to vary. You may not have a 10 megabit internet connection. You may think you do, but you may not. And you may not have fast Wi-Fi, so you really should try it. But he makes an excellent point. Hardware-wise, the Ethernet on the Apple TV is not the fastest available. Is it 10 megabit? That seems so slow, but it is, I believe.
Yeah.
They cheaped out on the Ethernet, is what they did.
But you're still enjoying your Apple TV?
Yeah, and it turns out I think the glitches that I was having were not HDMI cable, and I got a better cable, and I think that solved it. But no, I love the Apple TV. I think it's a great device. I don't know if it's so much better than the old one that people should run and get it if you've got the old one. I do think it's a lot better, but is it so much better that it's worth $200 or $150 or $200?
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, no, I like it. But again, to underscore this. Ethernet might be more stable if your Wi-Fi comes and goes. If it, you know, it just you should try both.
Right,
but I made a false assumption that Ethernet would automatically be better than Wi-Fi, and that's not the case.
Yeah, that was I think the week it came out.
Yeah.
But thank you, Michael. You can email us at twit.tv/iostoday. You can email me directly, Megan at twit.tv. You can call us 757-504-iPad so we can hear your wonderful voices.
It's 10-100. Okay, sorry.
And yes, 10-100.
That's the Ethernet.
Right, the Ethernet.
So, see, I think that is as fast as the fastest AC, if it's 10-100.
Speaking of fast, Gazelle.
Hello. Hello, Gazelle. If you are ready to trade in your old iPhone and get a new one, or your old iPad, maybe you've heard us talk about the iPad Pro. You say, I have to have one. Well, it's expensive, but here's a way you can subsidize that cost. Don't throw your old gadgets in the drawer. Sell them at Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. They will give you a quote for good for 30 days if you go there right now. So you have 30 days to decide. They're locked in. You're not. And then if you do decide to sell, and by the way, in that intervening time, pile all your gadgets in there. They buy a lot of different kinds of stuff. They'll send you a box. They pay the shipping. They'll turn it around fast. If you forget or can't wipe your data, they will wipe it for you. The reason you might not be able to is they buy broken iPhones and broken iPads, too. So maybe you can't wipe the data, but that's okay because they'll take care of that for you. And then they'll send you a check or a PayPal credit if you need it fast. They also will do an Amazon gift card if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. That's a good deal because they bump that value by 5%. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. Now, we were talking about phones for kids. Mm-hmm. It's also a great place to go to get a replacement phone or a first phone for a kid because they sell pre-owned devices, pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and Samsung Galaxy phones. So you could get a great deal on a device for your kid or replacement for you for something that broke, something somebody lost. Every device Gazelle sells is fully inspected by their 30-point inspection to make sure everything's working just right, no big scratches on the screen or anything. And they're backed by a 30-day return policy. So there's no risk. They're sold without carrier contract. You're not going to extend your AT&T contract. But they do work with all the major carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint. So this is really a great place to go to both sell and buy gadgets. Remember the name, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, Gazelle. com. You just sold your dad just sold.
Yeah, you might be able to buy my dad's old iPhone 5.
He got a good price for it.
He got a good price for it. Yeah, better than what they were going to give when he was going to turn it in at Sprint to get his new 6S.
So it's worth shopping around. That's why you go get that quote.
Right.
Guaranteed for 30 days.
And if you want, you can just get the quote if it's not what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, it's time for the App Cap. This is the section where we wear hats and we give an award to the app that we like the best.
Did Roberto leave his hat here?
It's Thanksgiving in the United States, so
Happy Thanksgiving, Miss Turkey.
I am the turkey.
And I am the chef.
Yeah.
Let me baste you.
That was weird, but I get it.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Are you cooking?
I am not cooking. I don't eat turkey, so...
What?
I don't...
It puts you to sleep?
No, I just don't. I don't...
You don't like it?
I only eat fish as the only animal I eat.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're a pescatarian.
I am a pescatarian. I also eat vegetables. I don't only eat fish, but yeah, so...
We're making a turkey and a ham.
But you're
vegan.
I'll
be cooking.
No.
I'm not a vegan.
Okay.
I'm a nutritarian.
Okay, nutritarian. Got it.
That means I use animal products only as a condiment.
Right.
So I'll put a little bit of turkey on my, I don't know what I'm going to make. I think I'm going to make green beans. Should I make a sweet potato casserole?
Yes,
I think that's very good.
Yes, you ought to.
Mashed potatoes, of course. You got to have those. Mm-hmm. I'm making the whole thing. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds stressful.
Think about 12 people coming over.
Maybe you need to relax a little bit with a nap.
Could you help me?
Called pause. I am on fire with the segues today, aren't I?
I do not want to pause while making Thanksgiving dinner. That would be dangerous.
Pause is the app I was talking about at the beginning that is supposed to be Tai Chi for your fingers. Now, where's the best place to
go? What the heck?
So here it is.
What the heck is that?
When you're feeling stressed, you want to pause. You touch the dot. And then you just follow the circle with your finger. There's some music, too.
Do you find it relaxing? Here, we can plug this in.
Okay, plug it in. I do find it relaxing because you can't go too fast. There we go.
Ooh, pretty. So put the headphones on.
Put your headphones on and then follow the finger. It's like a lava lamp.
You're in too big of a hurry. Are you collecting
those? I'm doing good. So yeah, if you go too fast, it'll warn you.
Yeah.
Come on, slow down.
No, okay. Stop. And then your blob grows. And as your blob
grows, you go anywhere.
Think about all the emails that are waiting in your inbox.
Behind you. It's very relaxing.
What happened to your children? Are they at school or did you forget to pick them up? And what about that turkey you were going to pick up?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Your voice helps.
How? They need me. I could soothe you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a creature of the universe. You have a right to be here.
Yeah, I do.
Whether
everything's going to be
or
okay.
Not, the
so
universe
I'm done.
Is
well done.
At you. And that's it.
That's it. $1.99 for that.
And then you do another one sometime?
Later when you're feeling, yeah, you can.
I might do that. That actually was very relaxing.
You can
relaxing.
Change the difficulty if you're more skilled.
Difficulty?
The duration.
That doesn't seem calming. No, turn down the difficulty.
You can see how many pauses. See, my longest pause is 1:54.
I'm going to get that.
So Tai Chi and mindfulness practice to your mobile device using this patent pending
method. Be mindful. Be mindful.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
All the things, the bills,
pause.
You haven't paid.
So, you know, this is, we're entering that season.
It's from Pausable.
Pausable. And it's us too, I think, is that.
Us
they're
too.
The people that did.
Oh, I know that name.
Monument Valley.
Yeah. It's kind of Monument Valley-ish.
It is Monument Valley-ish.
Now
isn't
I get it.
Now I get another color. Should we just spend the next half hour?
Let's just relax.
Let's just do this for 12 minutes.
I actually have a game that will make you extremely tense.
Okay. Well, for reals, though, this time is stressful.
Yeah.
And you got a lot to do. And remember that you can pause using your iPhone and deep breaths.
I'm actually going to get that. That looks really great.
You have also a relaxing game.
No, this is total stress. And by the way, I blame you, Steve Gibson. Steve Gibson on Security Now loves his iPad. He ended up setting back his iPad Pro because it was too big for him, too. But he loves his iPad. And he recommended a game called Auralux that he plays not only on the iPad. You could play it was originally a desktop game, so I think there's a PC version of it, a Mac version. But there's definitely Android and iOS version. And I'm playing it on the iPad.
That has
A-U. A-U-R-A. Here, look at it. A-U-R-A-L-U-X. The idea here is really kind of interesting. The author said, I want to take the basic concepts of all space battles and distill them down to the fundamental thing, which is, I got more of my guys and you got of your guys, and I'm going to take over.
That's the way the world works.
That's the way the
Not
world
just in
works.
Space.
You have a bunch of levels. I'll start with, I could start with a tutorial. That'd be easy. But actually, let me jump into the game I'm playing. This one is really tough. And they say this is normal difficulty. So there's three of us playing this game. I'm blue, and these are my planets. The planets spawn new people every pulse. So I'm creating more people all the time. Let's get some of those people over there. Reinforcements. I'm invading the big orange star. When we started, each of us only had the corner point. And you hear the music? It's kind of fun. Let's get over here and attack. Oh, good. I took him out.
That's the most peaceful attacking I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it's stressful because it's very, very hard. And, of course, with two other people playing, see, now all the oranges are saying, hey, give me back my planet. The fun thing about this is you can change the sound effects a little bit. So I'm right now using the percussion sound effects, but you can also use synthetic, you can use acoustic, and you can use vocal. Let me do the acoustic because that's kind of pretty. The sound is great on this, but it's a distilled game. I mean, it's very simple. It really is just raw numbers. The strategy, though, is tough. And you really have to think about what you're doing as you're playing this game. This is a tough level. See that? You like the sound effects?
Uh-huh.
That's the acoustic. So it sounds like I'm plucking some strings. This is the best I've ever done on this one. Now, there's lots of additional stuff that I'm not mentioning. You can increase the spawning rate of your planet by adding to getting those rings built out. Oh, no, they're attacking over here. Let's get some more in there. But you see, there's nothing else. There's no, like, differentiated kinds of units or anything like that. It's really just about getting more units to a spot than the other guy. But it is hard. I'll go back a little bit and show you the tutorial because it'd be maybe a little bit easier to understand. Oh, I'll lose my progress.
No.
Better not do that. They have lots of levels. There's easy levels, normal levels. And then there's really, should we try a hard level? Here's a hard level.
How much does this cost?
It's a few bucks. It's not very expensive. I should have written it down. I think it was $4.99. But you could see without me starting it, I'm blue. There's green and orange. Green and orange have a head start, though. They have three planets already occupied. And I'm going to have to build out and then to conquer them. It can be very, very challenging and difficult.
Can you play, I play with you on your iPad or no?
Nope. It's a one-person game. I really would like to see that. In fact, if the author is watching, The next thing I'd love to see is to be able to play against Megan. Mm-hmm. Because AIs, you know, the artificial intelligence that guides the other planets, they're never as good as humans. Humans are tricksy.
They are.
There is, you'll see, an option to shop in the game so you can buy more levels for additional money. You can save it out, although I've yet to make that work. You could save it out to your game center. And in theory, I guess, you'd be able to play the pick up the game on your other devices. But I find because you can jump around in games, it's not the end of the world that you can't get the same game back on a different device. You could choose any level you want to play. Auralux is for the iPhone, the iPad, and as it turns out, Android as well. There's even, how much does it say there? Oh, it's free.
Huh.
It's the in-app purchases that get you. Okay. So I probably will just buy a couple of packs because, frankly, I've been playing the same level for a week. It's hard.
I wonder if you can get it. It looks like you can't get it on the Apple TV yet, but that would be cool on that.
I think you could. It'd be fun to play it on an Apple TV, and I think you could. I mean, I don't think the controls are that complicated.
Right.
Auralux, beware, very addictive. But I like the fact that I can pause it, so I can just play a little bit at a time and then go, oh, you know, okay, fine, let's pause it and come back to it. So you can play literally for hours at a time or for seconds. It's up to you.
Well, that's it for this show. I wanted to thank everyone for sticking around. Because I know your time is precious, and especially this time of the year. And I have a turkey on my head. And I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate all the nice things that people email us. I appreciate it when you correct us on our mistakes.
Oh, yeah, please do. We want to make sure that we say everything proper, and we know we make mistakes. Yeah. So let us know. We want to get the word out.
Yeah, and you can, we're at twit.tv/iOS today. You can watch us live every weekday, 1 p.m. Pacific. You can email me, Megan, at twit.tv, or the show iOS Today at twit.tv. You can email Leo, but one of his robots would read it. Yeah. And
discard it.
Send
it to her.
He would think it's worth it, but one of, you know.
No, I don't get to see stuff because the robots.
Yes, exactly, the robots.
They surround me constantly.
So, yeah, thanks for watching.
And we'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.